This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News. The Wall That Heals, a three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial, opened yesterday at the Veterans Memorial Park. The wall will be at the Veterans Park through Sunday. It's open 24 hours a day. An Agent Orange awareness ceremony will be held tonight at 7:30. Everyone is welcome. And a closing ceremony will be held Sunday at 1:45. Tours will be available throughout the day tomorrow. Jarrell Yeoman was arrested after a chase Thursday afternoon near Bolton. The Riglewood man was wanted in Bladen County for assault with a deadly weapon. He allegedly fled from a traffic stop in the 1800 block of Blacksmith Road. He was held under $101,000 secured bond. Three youth, including a juvenile, were detained after allegedly stealing two cases of beer Wednesday. James Huggins, age 18, and Leighton Hall, age 20, were charged with misdemeanor larceny and contributing to the delinquency of a minor and underage consumption of alcohol. Both were held because they were out on bond on unrelated charges. They allegedly stole the beer from a store in Whiteville and were sharing it with a 14-year-old when they were caught. The younger boy was released to a family member. Dusty Jonathan Prince is being held under $20,000 secured bond after allegedly vandalizing New Life Baptist Church near Tabor City. Mirrors, decorative items, and other property were damaged during the break-in. We have more information on this story on our website. Much of Columbus County is now considered to be in a severe drought. The state drought monitors on Thursday showed the county teetering on extreme drought designations. No burn bans have been issued. That's no burn bans have been issued for our area, but fire conditions are worsening for the entire state. No significant widespread rain is expected for more than a week. State wildlife biologists are at Lake Waccamaw this week taking blood samples from alligators to check for toxins in the water. Alligators are a good indicator because they can provide larger scale data. They tend to retain the toxins that they take in from prey animals. The biologists are being assisted by law enforcement officers from several communities who are learning how to wrangle the big gators to protect the public in their towns. The alligators will not be harmed. Some will be tagged and returned to the lake so they can be tracked. This is going to be a busy weekend in Columbus County. Saturday is Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. There will be vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and more. It's all at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. The event starts at 9 a.m. Gerganus Farm Store has its Spring Fling Flock Swap on Saturday. You'll find specialty vendors, food trucks, a dessert truck, free hot dogs, and a bouncy house. Vendors from the Columbus County Farmers Market will also be there. And if you have any spare chickens, geese, ducks, guineas, fowl, livestock of any kind that needs a new home, this is a good time to carry it out there. There'll be free rabies shots for your dogs and cats. And the event is free. It's at 1 Whiteville Plaza in Whiteville. Barbecue on the Bluff starts tonight, but the main event is Saturday. There'll be music, entertainment, a plate sale, and competition between some of the finest barbecue cooks in the state, as well as the inaugural Oink a Walk along the Riverwalk. Go to fairbluff.com for more information. National Prescription Drug Takeback Day is Saturday at Walmart. Law enforcement will be accepting unwanted and outdated meds, no questions asked, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Pills, tablets, prescription meds, and patches are welcome. Do not bring syringes, liquids, aerosol cans, or illegal drugs for disposal. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.